at only 25, Mikhail Hugo Rosak may seem rather young to run the Czech branch of an international NGO. But Mikhail is well qualified to head the Prague office AFS, having himself taken part in its international student exchange program while still at school. AFS stands for American Field Service and was started during the First World War by Americans who preferred to provide backup services rather than fight. Their experiences in Europe convinced them of the value of spending time abroad. But when did AFS first come to this country? That was my opening question to Mikhail Hugo Rosak in this edition of One on One.
After World War II, we were the first, one of the first countries that actually took part in the program. And seven students from Czechoslovakia went to the United States. One of them was Yara Mozerova. She was one of the senators who unfortunately passed away last year. So for 2 years, there were students being exchanged, but in 1948, that was stopped for obvious reasons. And instead, we had to wait for a long 40 years until we restarted the organization, thanks to Yara Mozerova as well, in 1990. And as a special partner organization that is set up by volunteers here in the Czech Republic, AFS Mezikulturní Programy was founded in 1996. So we've only recently had the 10th anniversary.
I understand you bring foreign students here and you send Czechs abroad. Tell us first about the foreign students that come here. How old are they and where are they from generally?
Well, we have students from virtually all over the world. And the program is a high school program mainly because that's about the age when a person gets to, you know, get the most out of the program. Overall, they come from places like Japan, Thailand, Argentina, Brazil. We have students from Mexico, United States, pretty much you name it.
How does it work with going to school here then?
The idea is that they all go to Czech school. It's a community-based program, so we place them with Czech host families and who are volunteers, wonderful volunteers, and who then sign them up for local school. So they go to a Czech school, they try to integrate with the local kids, and they try to learn Czech and understand, you know, the culture and the Czech way of living.
But how is it for, say, I don't know, a 16-year-old Mexican to go to school here not speaking Czech? I mean, in practical terms, how does that work?
Well, at times it can be boring, but it can be a lot of fun as well. The fact that they don't speak the language is a problem for about 3 months, because with a young brain, you know, and open mind, students can actually, being, you know, completely in depth, you know, of the culture, they can learn and pick up the language very quickly. The brain works that way. So if they're completely surrounded by it, they actually within 3 months can speak fairly good Czech, and then, you know, the integration is much easier, and in the end they actually get a Czech vysvědčení, you know, with the grades from their teachers, and it does work. And we hope that the schools benefit from this as well, because they get to expose their students to someone who comes with different cultural baggage.
Speaking about different cultural baggage, are there any countries from which people come, so to speak, where people would fit in more easily into the Czech Republic, or other countries, other nations, which might find it more difficult to get used to life here, in your experience?
Ah, it's a very good question at the same time. I don't think it's so easy to stereotype like that. What is very special nowadays is that teenagers from all over the world are becoming more and more similar in a lot of ways, mainly in the ways that they're all teenagers. And so they do fit in, although, of course, language can be a huge, huge obstacle for students that come from very far away. For example, students that come from Spanish-speaking countries, they find it difficult to, you know, really endorse themselves with the Czech language, because for them it is a third language they're learning, because they've all been doing some English before. But that counts really for everyone. Most of them can manage really well, and I don't really see it as a you know, complication, the fact that they're from like two parts of the world, that someone would have an easier way to integrate.
And tell us about the students who go the other way from the Czech Republic to other countries. How many go a year? Also, how do you select people?
Well, I was one of the students myself. But we send about, I think, over 45 to 50 students. It's not many, but we hope it could be more. When students sign up and they, you know, select the destination, we really try to explain to them that it is probably more interesting to go to a country like Thailand or Argentina rather than United States, which is what a lot of parents want these days. And when we do get to have students that choose a destination like that, then we try to support them, we interview them, try to run a series of orientation camps where we prepare them for the experience. All of this is run by volunteers. And we try to really give them the idea that it's not going to be easy, but the benefit they're going to have out of this experience is going to be enormous. We really, as an organization, want to make it clear that we are trying to give them a unique cultural experience. And we're not selling them a year abroad of vacation where everyone's going to smile and everyone's going to be happy. The growth that the student goes through is really, really special. And most of them can reward this experience probably 2 years after the program, because that's when they come back into the Czech Republic and they're forced to sort of see the world, their world, through new eyes and adapt to it in a new way, which actually rounds them up as more cosmopolitan people.
What age are they when they go?
Usually it's 17, I would say.
And you mentioned that you yourself had been on this program. Where did you go and how was it?
I went to Hong Kong. I was actually 18 at that time. I chose to go there because I really wanted something different and special. And it was. I lived with a Chinese family who didn't speak any English. I went to a local school, which is an all-boys school. So that was very different as well. I just generally really enjoyed this fact of humility that I had to learn, because I was leaving as a very smart boy, you know. And then I came there and I couldn't read, I couldn't write, I didn't know anything about the history. So this humility one gets to learn is actually what you really need. And I would somehow really recommend to parents to try and look into an experience like this, because for their children. Because now that the military service is gone, you know, and there's not many experiences for young people when they leave the family to actually go out and learn something about themselves. And this is perfectly it, because you learn something about the world and about yourself as well.